Good morning and welcome to the Neff's Nugget, where we'll give you one tip to inspire you to act and motivate you to move. And I am Nefertiria Fonde, and I'm the coach for women who took a leap of faith to pursue their dream of running their business full time. You've been doing all of the things, but for whatever reason, your business bank account is still not where you want it to be. So together we create a plan that fits your personality, lifestyle, and income goals so you can get more clients and make more money. And so I do this because I personally and truly believe that you should have a business bank account that reflects all the long hours, sleepless nights, and countless sacrifices that you have made to trust God and pursue your dreams. So on today's Neff Nugget, we're talking about one key to leading you to an effective sales conversation. So do you find yourself when you're having sales conversations with potential clients that you find yourself talking a whole lot? And when you do that, you leave that buyer with an impression that you really don't understand their business or their needs or even their industry. Or do you grill them, asking them question after question after question, making them feel like they're a part of an interrogation? And you have that light on them, like, where were you at on the night of such and such? So, or do you find yourself talking too little and then they are dominating the conversation, that they take over the conversation because you're not saying enough? Well, today we want to talk about that one tip to help you come to be able to effectively have sales conversations to kind of help you get over some of those things you may have been experiencing when you've had sales conversations. So what you need to do is you need to build rapport with the prospect. We all know that people only buy for people they know, like, and trust. So you need to build a rapport with them, get to know them, get to know what their needs are, what their desires are, what truly is it their pain or problem that they're experiencing in their business, health, or wealth, so that you can help them or provide them with a resource that can help them. Because sometimes you may not be the person or the individual that can help them, but you may can point them in a direction or refer them to someone that can. So just make sure that you are working on building rapport with the clients and prospects that are inquiring about your services or products. Build that rapport, because remember, people buy from people they know, like, and trust. And we want you to be likable. In order to do that, you need to take the time to build the rapport, get to know their needs, that person, and how it and their desires for their health, wealth, strength, business, whatever it may be that they're seeking your assistance with. So I would love to know, what is the one thing you're going to do to build rapport with your prospective clients? Please comment or reply below. I look forward to reading all of those comments. Until the next time. And remember, you can catch Neff Nugget weekly here, where I give you one tip that will inspire you to act and motivate you to move. Until the next time, God bless.